wrapping up our radon conversation. Renee in Phoenix had a question about it. See if we can get her question answered, and then we'll finish talking a little bit more about what it is on radon. We just got an interesting chemistry lesson. It's actually not the radon, but we'll get to that in a minute. Renee, go ahead.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
The first question I have proposed to Jennifer, and then I had thought of another one. But the first one is, how does us putting down granite rock contribute to the probability factors into this radon equation?
You're talking about the landscaping rock we put down in our yards?
Yes.
Okay.
It's going to be pretty minor.
Yeah.
Really, almost
it's minor.
Yeah, almost untestable difference.
Yeah.
And that's because it's just off-gassing in the air. It's not being contained.
Right. And also, I mean, that small amount of granite's probably not going to have anything measurable, you know, uranium in it that's decaying anyway.
Okay.
So.
And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Were you done with that conversation?
I was going to ask Renee what the second question is.
Oh,
she had.
Yes.
She had the second question.
Is this why then in Arizona, because we do have a higher probability of the radon, is that why in Arizona we don't have basements?
No, that the reason
because we don't like digging.
Yeah, Caliche. The reason we don't have basements in Arizona, Renee, is simply because we don't have to dig our foundations so deep to get below the frost line. In the colder climates, you have to get 4 feet below the surface of the ground to get below freezing, so your foundation are sitting in an area that isn't exposed to the expansion and contraction of the weather forces. And by the time you're 4 feet deep and then you put a footing below that, you're 5 feet deep. Well, you might as well just go another 2 or 3 feet deep, excavate it, create a basement. Here in Arizona, our frost line is about 7 inches below grade. Hardly ever gets any colder to take it below a foot. And throughout Arizona, the building codes say we have to go 18 inches. So that's why we don't have basements in Arizona. Now, back to radon and the chemistry test. Chemistry lesson.
So the question we were asking, how, you know, if you had a very tight basement and you opened it up and it was just full of radon, would there ever be enough that you could pass out from the inhalation to kill you? But you're saying it's not the radon that actually gets you in the long run.
That's right. I mean, radon decays. It goes through a whole decay process, ends up as lead. But one of the processes is it decays, it turns into polonium. And polonium is no longer chemically inert. It has an electrical charge to it, and it sticks to things like dust and lung, if you happen to breathe it in, lung particles in your lungs. And so if it's in there and it goes through another decay process, that's what causes all the problems, the polonium. And by the way, the polonium is the same thing that comes in cigarettes. And the EPA has said
interesting.
That, yeah. So the EPA has said that if you have 4 picocuries per liter in your house, which is the minimum level, 7 people in 1,000 will get lung cancer from it. But if you've ever been a smoker, that raises dramatically up to 62 in 1,000.
That's dramatic.
If you've ever been a smoker.
Almost 10 times.
Right, yeah.
Okay. Not unlike asbestosis.
Right.
Where, you know, a lot of the guys with black lung, a lot of the guys living and mining asbestos were never really infected with the asbestosis. And then it was discovered if you smoked and worked in the asbestos mine, then the odds were
double whammy on your
lung. Exponentially higher that you were at high, high, high risk. So I guess one more reason to try and convince people to quit smoking. But
absolutely,
we're not on that bandwagon today. We're on the bandwagon of eliminating radon inside people's homes. You do a simple test from a kit you can order off the internet or pick up at the hardware store. It costs less than $20. It's a 3-day test that you allow the canister in your home, follow the directions, mail it into the laboratory. They mail you back the results, and should you detect a higher than recommended rating on radon, you would call my friend Bob Brown at Arizona Foundation Solutions. Everyone needs to do the test. Come on, it's $20. Do the test. You can pick it up at any hardware store. Call Arizona Foundation Solutions at 602-702-5390. You can find them under Foundation Repair at rosieonthehouse.com. Bob Brown, again, thanks for bringing in your wisdom and expertise and talking through the subject of foundations and radon.
Absolutely.
All right, man. You have a great Saturday. Folks, what are we covering next week? Can anybody remember? I've been gone all week.
Aging in place
without calling it aging in place.
And
there's all kind of politically correct terms you're supposed to use for that. Make your house comfortable without making it look like a hospital room.
And then there's that broadcast on the 21st. I don't remember that topic. Then we're talking sustainable living. And
while you're
Tucson,
down in Tucson for the summer.
I've got 100 tickets here in my hand. We'll be giving away for Tucson residents to attend
the
Saba Show.
Arizona homeowners, y'all have a great week. We're going to have a great week, and we'll be back next Saturday morning, 7 a.m. in Phoenix, 8 a.m. across the rest of the state.